Welcome to Dish Nation!
Guys, hey, it looks like the foliage in the Dish Nation studio is changing.
Aww.
It feels like fall. We've got a lot to dish about.
Yes.
We absolutely do like how Queen Latifah dragged academics with a repost.
And Missy Elliott got her for freak on in front of her mother for the first time. We'll explain.
And later, honey, we get to check out my niece, Miss Jessie, her new music video. But first, Jessie, what's the tea, girl?
Well, Gary Child, Khloe Kardashian, Kardashian, they have forgiven Tristan Thompson for his cheating ways and scandalous dirty dog ways, but it seems other family members are still bothered by it. So, on a recent episode of The Kardashians, Courtney opened up about her thoughts on Khloe's ex, baby daddy, Tristan, and why her daughter, Penelope, isn't a huge fan of him either. Check this out, y'all.
Tristan's with them. Is that okay? I told her, like, the first day of school, I was, like, so triggered by him. I don't know why. And then I was like...
You know why.
Right, I know why, but I was like... I feel like we all, like, brush it off and are fine. And then I was just, like, so triggered.
But, you know, if it was me, honey, I would pepper her little lips.
Oh?
A child needs to stay in a child place.
Well, you she was not a child
you've been
place.
Around your no. mama and they've been talking about everybody.
Yeah, well...
They get it from their mama.
Because you did ask her, like, how did you feel about it? And that was... she lied?
I mean, listen, she's been around her mom. She's been around all of them. She clearly can see, like, Tristan has left a sour taste in their mouths. What do you want her to say?
She probably prejudiced, huh? She probably like black men.
I don't think that's right.
But I'm on Courtney's side, too, though. He cheated. Like, he shouldn't. Yeah, we all probably
but
feel Brad, like he shouldn't be back
we,
in there.
We
but
don't
he Jamaican.
Know
how what y'all bad. Expect when y'all get with Jamaican men? They gonna cheat. Caribbean men are gonna cheat,
No,
period.
Baby, regular American men cheat. She choose to be with him. No, black men come by the pound, honey. She can get another damn black man.
And I wouldn't put that on the ethnicity about him cheating, because I'm sure Larry Bird and Slotty Vivac had, like, side hoes, too. You know? Well, it looks like Queen Latifah has stepped into the chat and weighed in on the DJ Academics and Saucy Santana beef. So, the feud began a few days ago, and Saucy wasn't feeling the fact that AK was throwing shade at the City Girls' music, specifically his BFF Young Miami. And that's when things took a left, because both begun throwing around homophobic slurs, which resulted in Ock getting emotional, saying he didn't want to get canceled if he retaliated towards Saucy. Well, Queen Latifah reacted to Ock getting emotional. She shared another user's post to her IG story that read, "You know, it's crazy to me how DJ Academics is crying, scared to say anything to Saucy Santana because he's a gay man and he's scared of getting canceled, but has said some of the most outlandish, vile, disrespectful, and demeaning things to black women with absolutely no fear whatsoever."
Yeah. Oh.
This brings me back to Malcolm X's quote, "The most disrespected, unprotected, and neglected in America is the black woman."
Yeah,
oh,
absolutely.
Big facts.
All right.
Yeah, because he always has a bunch of vitriol when it comes to women. But the minute that Saucy told him to meet him in the streets, mm-hmm. now you want to cry now. Mm-hmm. Now you want to cry.
Well, I love what Queen Latifah said. Queen Latifah, president. Queen Latifah for president. Yeah. I love the way she spoke. I absolutely agree. Like, go on and ride on him like you rode on Carisha. What's the problem? Mm-hmm. Oh, you scared of getting canceled. Why aren't you scared of getting canceled for disrespecting a black woman, period?
Mm-hmm. And Queen Latifah never says anything.
She
so
doesn't.
For her to post that,
yeah.
that means it's serious.
I love Queen Latifah. Yeah.
And, you know, just as a tribute to our good friend Erykah Badu, when you show a picture of Academics, please show the picture of Jerry Mouse. Because I'll never forget that time Erykah Badu said he looked like Jerry from Tom and Jerry. And I can't unsee it.
Can't unsee it. Thomas? Well, y'all, moving on, it looks like Missy Elliott's mom, Miss Patricia Elliott, watched her daughter get her freak on for the very first time ever, y'all.
Really?
So during a recent interview, Missy revealed that her mother has never seen her perform live due to the language in her lyrics because Mom Duke serves the Lord.
My Lord.
Well, Miss Gary. Well, Miss Patricia, y'all, finally witnessed her talented daughter's induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and performance on Friday. That is so cool. Are y'all shocked that she's never seen her perform until now?
I am. Because there were so many, like, accolades that she's gotten
she
along
beautiful.
The way
I
that it seems
Missy.
Like you would at least showed up for some of those other things, you know?
Like, what is it about, I mean, listen, I don't know every Missy Elliott song. I was in high school in the 90s, so I know a lot of them. And none of them struck me as something, like, so terrible that, like, your mom couldn't show up and support.
Well, listen
what?
To this, honey, Tana, honey.
Yeah.
Her mom is a Christian. Right. Black Christianity and white Christianity is different.
Oh,
her
really?
Mom, honey, ain't going for all that mess, honey, hear all those words, no matter what it is, because she's a Christian, she loved the Lord. If it's not a Christian song, it ain't good for the mama.
Right, if it's not a Christian song, her mother's probably don't listen to it at all. Yeah.
Not at all?
But is it just me, or it's always the Christian girls? The Christian girls, baby!
Are we the ones,
the pastor,
girl?
Yeah! Oh,
you want to get those PKs. If you're real lucky, you get that PK, that preacher's kid, excited at least.
And Missy's a water sign, too. She's a Cancer. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you right now, I know firsthand, if she a Cancer and she Christian, she'll get her freak on.
Oh, the excited at least, the bigger the beast.
One Minute Man!
Missy even tried to reverse it so her mom wouldn't know what was going on. She knew what that nice never 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 meant.
Okay, okay, Jesse, your music career is popping right now. You just opened for our girl Tamar here in Atlanta. We saw it. You did amazing. You look great.
I hate
I'm living my dream.
Oh, God.
Okay. You got a new song out?
Yes.
Called Relim?
Relim.
Okay. All right, we're going to play a clip of the video and we're going to get into it, all right? Let's check this out.
Oh, that's the rotary phone? Damn, what century is this?
Oh.
Hey, Jesse.
Oh, are we in the tub? Yeah. Oh. Jesse, that's a lot of size. Call me, I'll be on the way.
Was this the church you got baptized at?
Jesse, did they
roll around in some Vaseline before you?
Jesse, why they got you glistening like that?
Some Crisco oil, honey.
Crisco.
You about to get me a piece of fried chicken.
Y'all don't be oiling up before somebody when you know you about to get that car.
Not in a way where I can be cooked evenly. You was like,
Jesse,
basted.
You don't oil up like that on this? What's up?
What you mean? You trying to call me Ashley Taylor?
You basted with Thanksgiving turkey?
You trying to call me Ashley?
No,
Relim means call me in Creole. And I actually wrote and recorded this almost 2 years ago. I've just been holding on to it.
Don't tell anyone that.
I know, right?
Yeah, it's good.
It looked like a bop. You still look like yourself.
No, I shot that video a month ago. So, funny story. I wrote this on a plane last March of 2022. Mm-hmm. It's co-produced. So when you listen to the beat, it's actually my voice. I made a beat on guitar. What's good? GarageBand.
I made
the beat on GarageBand with my voice and everything. And this Haitian producer, Michael Braun, took my voice note. And then he made this beat with
That's
it.
That's dope.
Yeah, so I'm like, That's you know, dope. Why not? Let's just drop it. So it's produced by Haitians. Nice. It's written by Haitians. I think it's a bop.
It is a bop.
And it gives very much Afro-Caribbean vibes. And so, yeah, so I'm going to drop
it
this
weekend. And get you a rotary phone.
Yeah.
Bring your phones back.
Relim is coming out this weekend. I'm really, really excited. So
congrats to you.
Thank you.
Hey, what's Creole? What's Creole for text me?
Voyez text bon moi.
That takes a little more.
Voyez.
Text.
Bon moi.
How do you say congratulations?
Félicitations.
Thank you, Head Crab. Yeah. Thank you,
Head Crab.
They're a little French. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
Please come pianos, yeah.
All right, y'all, up next is Jennifer Hudson about to become a nun thanks to Whoopi Goldberg.
What?
Ooh, we'll dive into those holy waters right after the break.
What about me?
Boy, Whoopi.
You need some holy water.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yay!
All right, y'all. We all love Sister Act, especially me. One and two, the classic movies with Whoopi Goldberg.
Yes.
Well, Sister Act 3 was greenlit back in 2020, and it seems like Whoopi is anxious to get it into production, but there's more.
What, girl?
Reportedly, she really wants Jennifer Hudson in this sequel. Oh. Last year for Halloween, J-Hud dressed up and performed as Whoopi's character, Sister Mary Clarence, and Whoopi was impressed.
Right.
Now, word on the street is that Whoopi is determined to make it happen as soon as they figure out the funding for the movie.
Because you already know J-Lo ain't finna be cheap. J-Hud, I mean.
Yeah, but that's not fair, though,
J-Hud.
Honey.
They need
to keep Lauryn Hill. Lauryn Hill worked very hard for that.
You know Lauryn Hill gonna be late.
They're going to blow the budget or waiting on the cast and crew. You know what I mean?
How many years?
I don't want to see Jennifer.
Hill ain't coming back, child.
I don't want to see Jennifer Hudson in this.
Really?
At all. I want to see me.
Well,
what
yes.
about me? What about me? What about me, Whoopi? I'm here.
That was a hell of an audition, actually. Like there was range, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You climbed up, you reached very high notes.
But hell with Whoopi, I mean, Oprah just did Color Purple, honey. I would have been auditioning for that, honey.
But it's, so, they done. She got to get some.
I did audition for it. Remember?
Oh.
I did audition for it. Brad was like, no, you was too cute in your audition.
She went looking all glammed up. Girl, you gotta go. Who'd you audition as to be?
She probably went there moistened like she did in the last video.
You,
like,
went to go, you wanted to be Miss Seeley?
I didn't know. It wasn't for Miss Seeley. It was another. It was another like random character, and it was really, really sad.
And you went all shiny and
glammed
up.
Yeah, I was.
You gotta go barefoot with dirty toenails and that.
They didn't have baby oil out during that time. I don't think.
I mean, I would audition for Kizzy, honey. I mean, that would have been my thing, so.
You good. Your toenails are already dirty.
See, I know my position, honey.
That's how you win, Gary.
Okay. You better read the book, girl.
Yes.
Okay, it is time for Didn't See This Coming. Okay, okay, cool. So some people in showbiz are worse at taking criticism than others. Case in point, a man named Casey Bloys. He's the CEO of Max, formerly known as HBO. Uh-oh. And a couple years back, critics wrote negative reviews of the network's Perry Mason reboot and Mare of Easttown. Well, it recently came out that Casey used fake social media accounts to clap back at critics. During the early pandemic, he was scrolling Twitter and came up with what he called this very dumb idea. He apologized and said, obviously, six tweets over a year and a half is not very effective, but also, as many of you know, I have progressed over the past couple of years to using DMs.
Oh.
The CEO! Yeah. Don't you got better things to do?
People create fake accounts. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
And, like, it gives people a more of a boost, I guess, because, you know, they're behind a fake account, so they could say whatever they want.
I don't like it. It bothers me. Like, people will...
Me too.
A lot of times people try to argue from a fake account. I'm like, yo, tag me from your real account. Exactly. Don't bring me this.
Yeah, I ain't gonna let no ghost raise my blood pressure.
Exactly.
Then you become a ghost yourself.
And then all of their followers, they gain your followers.
Right.
Yeah.
And then my thing too is when they create a fake account and then they come to your account to drag you, but then you go to their fake account and they following you. So even from your fake account, you following me?
Right.
That don't make no sense.
That means you're a fan.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. My love.
Well, y'all, up next, baby Northwest ate. No, literally. She ate something crazy. Find out what it was after the break.
Uh-oh. Too cute. Dish Nation. Dish Nation. Welcome back!
Yay.
Well, y'all, Burna Boy said if he can't burn one, he ain't going, damn it. So, y'all, there's a viral video circulating of Burna freestyling during rehearsal, and he sang a lyric that had folks' mouths to the floor, and he said, just now I turned down Dubai money, $5 million, not small. Ting, cause me, I know they like to, they go where no go green allow me to smoke IG bow.
All right.
Anyway, y'all, basically the man said he turned down a $5 million payday because he couldn't puff his trees in Dubai because of the strict laws. Now, some people gave him props for being true to himself, but others were like, screw your authenticity.
Okay.
We gonna get this back.
I know, that's
what
damn
y'all
right.
Think?
I could buy more authenticity for $5 million.
Exactly.
That's marijuana, you can buy it for $5 million.
You know, but sometimes when you smoke all the time, it becomes such a
part of
your
DNA.
To where,
you're
$5 million
not yourself. Down, though?
He's in a place where you can turn $5 million down.
Sex is part of my DNA, honey, and I would turn it down for $5 million, okay?
What?
Nah, sex, honey. My sex.
You would turn it down for $5 million?
Yeah, if they don't give me $5 million, you think, oh, girl, please, I'll call you tomorrow. Give me this $5
million
today,
No, it's not just
honey.
One day, I don't think.
No.
I mean, you got to fly to Dubai. That's a whole day.
Yep.
You got to do whatever you got to do. Then you probably have to perform the next day. It's probably like three or more days where he has to be without marijuana.
Would you turn it down?
No.
No, hell no. $5 million.
But the thing is, like, his name is Burna Boy.
Right.
You know who you
that's
book
like
for
Snoop,
your event.
Right, that's like booking Snoop.
Or Cypress Hill. Or any of those other marijuana
Stone is the way of the walk.
Yeah. Oh, shoot, I just made the connection.
Burna Boy?
Yeah, that's because he liked to burn.
He thought he had, like, phones for the low? You know
what I mean? Oh, Jesse Wu.
Lord have mercy.
Northwest said, forget an apple a day to keep the doctor away because she's going to eat a whole onion and be good with it.
Yeah,
My kid does the same thing.
No, really?
Yeah, so in the latest episode of Hulu's The Kardashians, Kimmy and Northy were frying chicken and having a good chat. And things looked pretty normal until Kanye's little clone did this. Check it out.
Can you eat it like that?
No. You want some?
No, thanks.
You're just gonna eat an onion like an apple.
I'm gonna preface it with these kids are different, and it is what it is. I mean, like, you do this as well, Gary? Is this, you like eat whole onions?
Yeah. No, but I mean, I like onions though, but I wouldn't eat no whole onion, no, honey.
Yeah, that's like,
isn't it hot, like spicy?
Yeah. Onions got a little spice.
Well,
yeah.
You know, you got the yellow ones, I think they're not as strong, yeah. And you got the white ones, and there's those purplish ones.
I could see if it was like
ones.
Caramelized.
Also, where are we at where we're just watching people eat vegetables now on TV?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, that show's what's been on for a long time. They're running out of storylines, apparently. Yeah.
But, I mean, we eat other stuff, so, I mean, that just is worse. So.
Well, I mean, you do eat chitterlings. So.
Yeah, I eat chitterlings.
Yeah, I would eat 19 onions before I eat one chitterling.
Yeah.
But, like, yo, like, the first time I saw my kid doing it, I thought he was just doing it just to, like, freak
was
everybody
in
the house.
Was it a hot one?
What? No. Okay. It was straight out of the little crisper section in the fridge.
Really?
And he just grabbed it, ate that joint like it was a peach.
Did he eat it all?
Yeah, the whole thing. And then the next day, he, like, chopped the onion in half. Like another one, and then put it on top of some rice, and then just ate onions and rice. And I'm like, yo, we don't have to do this. But he likes it.
Okay, coming up, can't find a good meteorologist, don't worry. Billie Eilish will keep you up to date with her hair. Oh. We're gonna tell you all about it after the break.
What?
Her hair.
Her hair.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey y'all, welcome back!
Hey.
So let's get into this.
What the hair?
Baby, if your local meteorologist been messing up the weather reports, don't worry, child, because Billie Eilish is bringing you torrential downpours, gloomy skies, and hurricane winds.
All right, now.
Mm-hmm. She debuted her new hair in a social media post, and fans said it looks like a weather radar. You see, it looking like...
Yeah, that's a category... Guys, that's a Category 5 hurricane right there. That's
beautiful.
You look like a hurricane.
Yeah.
I wonder how you even patterned
that. Right. Whoever did that is talented.
It's spray paint.
Yeah. Oh.
Ain't no dye.
Unless
she dyed it all blonde first. No dye is going to dye her black hair like that. It's got to be some type of paint or
but
coloring.
But even the spray paint to just get the design in the middle and the layers.
Yeah.
It looks like South America is going to get destroyed.
Okay.
According to this reading.
It looks like light showers for Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. And Chicago may need to, you know, get some rain boots.
Right. Yeah. Right.
It's pretty, though. I like it. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, can you see it, though, as she walking at the top of her head?
Well, I think she's a little short, so if you're tall, you can see it.
Yeah.
She's got to bend over a little bit.
Maybe her man can say, I'm going to hit Toronto.
Which body?
What? You so stupid, Gary.
I can't.
Y'all never catch it. He is so stupid. Oh, my God.
Any one of y'all would rock y'all hair like this?
No.
Nah, not really, because there's just no reason to do something that no one really could see.
She's, like, going through a thing right now, because we just saw the back tattoo, which was kind of confusing, and now we got the unique hair.
She's eclectic. She's different.
Right.
She's not like the rest of the girls.
I don't know, man. One more act up, we're going to call that conservatorship hotline.
Yeah. I would just get ready to say, bro, we're gonna call Britney Spears daddy.
Oh, no, not Britney's daddy.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.